भवतु। गणेशाय नमः, सरस्वत्यै नमः, श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः, हरिः ॐ।
स्तुहि श्रुतौ गतसदम् युवानं मृगन्नभीमम् उपहत्नुमुग्रम् मृडाजरित्रे रुद्रस्तवानो अन्यन्ते अस्मन्निवपन्तु सेनाः। What is the essence of this mantra?
Love
is the indweller. And where is he?
Deep in the heart.
Which is right here. Figured it out? Did you figure it out? Yeah? Right there? How did you know? What did you do to figure out? Deep here is here, no? Deeper. Why here? Why not here? Because?
Breathing. If you focus on your breathing, then you can tell where the...
You did that?
Yeah.
You heard that or you did that?
I did that.
You did that?
Yeah, when I eat, I focus on my breathing.
Every day you're focusing on your breathing?
No, only sometimes.
Sometimes every day?
Yeah.
Or sometimes, some days?
Sometimes.
Some days?
Some days.
Oh. Where is it? Indweller? Did you figure it out? Autopilot. You navigate. You? How many episodes of Agar Mahadev you watch so far?
75.
Did I ask you? 75.
No, more than that.
Which episode you are watching now? What's happening with Mahadev? Okay, very good. Yes. Did you figure out? Are you breathing every day?
No. I'm breathing every day, but I'm not focusing on my breath every day.
Yeah, I see that you are so unfocused.
Yeah.
That beautiful girl there, she's chanting so loud, so clear. I'm very proud of you. Good job. Yeah, very good. Parino drasya bheder vrunatu paripeshasya durmati raghayo parino drasya for little tongues to twist. Once you start pronouncing all these letters, then you will really understand what it is, what is the power of the word. The power of the word is Sanskritam words. The power. There is no language, period, in this universe that is as powerful in its word as Sanskritam. Understand? If you don't utilize this opportunity to listen and repeat, you will. If you don't repeat after me, I will assure you, it will take 100 times more effort to learn by yourselves at home. You know why? Not because of me. The guru of all gurus from which the Vedas, whose breath is the Vedas, he is sitting behind. So he will make sure that the energy is actually coming from him, flowing through all of us. So present in the class is the most important thing, not watching videos and live stream. The effect of watching live stream or videos is only 1/1000th of being present here. And that is the truth. That's why I'm always constantly pushing you guys. You don't understand. You don't understand why I'm asking you, chant, chant, chant. If he listens to yours, chanting, your power of chanting gets amplified a million times. Because the energy that's going from here to there comes back amplified a million times. We are filled in his light, sitting here. We are filled in his light. You understand? That's the power. That Maghavad Yastanushwa. See how beautiful those were. When I explain the meanings, you will understand.
Parino Rudrasya Hede Prunatu Pari Veshasya Dur Madira Ghayoha Avasthira Madhavad Bhyastanushva Mibha Tokaya Tanayaya Nudaya.
Learning about what? This entire vakam is about four letters.
Love.
Yes. Now continue to learn about love. Now how beautiful this entire anuvakam is. How many different ways love manifests. Now word by word. Pari naha rudrasya hetihi vrunattu. Paritveshasya durmatihi aghayoh avasthira maghavadbhyaha tanushva midvaha tokaya tanayaya mridaya. Those are the, now you can figure out how many sandhis are coming. In the context of Sanskritam, there is a beautiful effort to combine the words. In every other language, you divide the words, you split the words. In English language, did you combine the words and chant them? Doesn't happen. No integration. All these other languages are disintegration. Only Sanskritam integrates. Now you see, when you are looking at this parino, in that parino, there are two words. Pari naha. Rudrasya hetir vrunattu. Rudrasya is one word. Hetihi vrunattu. Hetir vrunattu. Pari tveshasya. Two words. Pari tveshasya. Durmatihi aghayoh. Two words. Ava sthira. Maghavadbhyaha. Tanushva midvaha tokaya tanayaya muradaya. Now what does this mean? Now when you understand these letters look like this, then we say that rudrasya hetihi, that weapon of rudra, heti means weapon, rudrasya hetihi, may that weapon of rudra parivrunaha means parivrunattu. Parivrunattu naha. Vrunattu means surrounding. Parivrunattu means periphery. May that weapon of Rudra select our periphery. That is what it is. Now you see what it is. When you are shooting at someone, and says, may that weapon choose our periphery, not hit us. Means what? If you're shooting an arrow, somebody shooting at your heart, it's coming at your heart, and you say, no, may that weapon choose our periphery, select our periphery. Means what? Not hit us, but go around us. May that weapon of Rudra go around us. Parivrunattu. Hetihi parivrunattu. What?
Would it hit the person around you?
Huh? No, I will come to that. Yeah. He's always thinking about others. Would it hit others? That's his question. Yeah. Paribruna. Worry about yourself. Don't worry about others right now. You are saying, may that weapon of Rudra, Rudrasya, Hedihi, select our periphery. Paribrunatunaha. That also, his burning anger, Tveshasya Pari, all that burning anger of his all around us, the burning anger, not ordinary anger. Paritveshasya Durmatihi Aghaloh. May they destroy our evil intentions and all our perversions. His anger that is all around us should destroy our evil intentions and our perversions. Parino Rudrasya Hetir Vrunattu Paritveshasya Durmatihi Aghayog. Now, then we are saying, Midvaha. Midvaha means the one who is the bountiful bestower of boons. Now we are saying, now let his weapon go around us. Then his anger, burning anger, should destroy all our evil intentions and our perversions. But now, if it stops there, it is not enough. He has to give us boons also. Midvaha, then we are saying, referring to that Rudra, Midvaha, the one who is giving bountiful, means countless number of boons. Midvaha, Avatanushva, untie your bowstring. Avatanushva means untie your bowstring. Now there is a mantra where we talked about this untying of the bowstring, and I will ask you the question now, keep going back to that. Untie your bowstring, sthira. Sthira means be stable, no movement. Sthira. Maghavadbhyaha tokaya tanayaya murudaya. Now be still and give bountiful of boons. To who? To those who surrender themselves. Who surrender themselves? Midvaha, Maghavadhyaha, Midvaha, Maghavadhyaha means those that are surrendering themselves and they are generously offering what they have. Not only surrendering themselves, they surrender, but they also give whatever they have unconditionally to them, to their children and grandchildren. Tokaya Tanayaya. Tokaya means their children. Whose children? Maghavadhyaha children. Not everybody's children. You understand? Give boons to those children who are giving in bountifulness, and their grandchildren, Tanayaya, Murdaya, happiness. This is the meaning. Now, if you are fearing for God, you use this for what? You are like telling God, oh God, you know, please, don't destroy me, but everything around me. That means my neighbors, huh? Destroy all my neighbors. Oh God, don't destroy anything. You know, your hetihi, your ayudham, your weapon should destroy our periphery. May it go around us. That's what you are saying. No. And also, your incredible anger that you have, you know, that is all around us. Let it destroy our evil intentions. Durmatihi adhaloha. And our perversions. Perversion means no focus. Constantly moving. No focus at all. Especially Ray. If you don't have focus, life is wasted. If you don't have focus, you have to be so focused. Then they call this called ADD, attention deficit disorder. ADD. How difficult it is to get focused. Actually, it is very easy to be focused. Very difficult to get distracted. If you have nothing to do, you will be focused. But the problem is, you want to constantly do something. So much so that you can't even focus on your own breathing. How easy it is. 2 minutes left to class. I said, all of you should come 5 minutes before the class. And at least 3 minutes sit down and observe your breathing so that you settle down. No, no, no. We have to come at 2:05 to the class. Why? Because I want to skip all the chanting that happens before. Go exactly to the time when he starts the next mantra. Why waste time? So I start at home when the time is 1:05, start of the class. No. Maybe we should go 2:05, we should go to the class. But if you came 5 minutes before the class, you settle down, you observe your breathing, then you are in a stage to focus and absorb everything that is said. You come here to sit down before the class and not get disturbed will take some time. Yes? You understand? Avasthira means be still. Avatanushva. Sthira means stable, still. Avatanushva, under your bowstring. And then what you do? Makhavadhyaha, for those that are giving back and surrender themselves and give back to those, to them and to their children and their grandchildren, give happiness. Now you have to ask, do we deserve it or not? Do we deserve it or not? Now if you look at the meaning of this, you are saying his instrument. Now there is another mantra that starts with this parino. Who remembers that? You already learned a mantra that is very similar to this.
Parine dhanvano heti rasman prunaktu vishvataha atho yali shudhisthavare asman nidhehitam.
What mantra is this? Which anuvakam? What number?
First.
One anuvakam, what number?
15.
15. Yeah, now somebody is watching here. Book. Yeah. Now, this is the last mantra in first anuvakam. Now there you say, Parite Dhanvano. Yes? Chant that mantra.
Parite Dhanvano Heti Rasman Pranaktu Vishvataha Adho Yai Shudhista Vare Asman Nidehitam.
Do you remember the meaning of that? I'll come back to that. Te dhanvano parivrunattu. Pari te dhanvano heti rasman runattu vishvataha. Destroy all the world around me, parivrunattu. With your what? Dhanvano. Then same meaning that we are learning, right? But there it says dhanvano. Here it says heti. There also there is heti, right? Pari te dhanvano. Heti asman pranatu vishvataha atho ya ishudhi tavare asman nidehi tam. Now beautiful, same thing, repetition of the same thing. But here in this context, what is more in this context is, it is not about just giving up the weapons, but here it is even more important. What you are asking here? You are asking for bountifulness of boons to those that surrender. Now let's go to the inner meaning of this. So, if you look at ourselves, all our evil intentions, all our perversions, they are not ours. They are not us. You understand what I mean? It doesn't belong to us. Meaning what? It doesn't belong to your core. Who you are, who you really are. Who you really are is simply love. That is who we actually are. But then what happened? Aray, inkokasari meeta jushanite. Stop doing rare. What happened to him? Or chetra content rare. Nidhala or gurtrade vandhati. Is he hitting people? Pay attention, Kanna, please. You listen to me. Why are you doing that? Stop doing that. given to you. Okay. Now, who we are is we are really love. Papa, Pedda, you know, it's a person, it's a father. నాకు డిస్ట్రాక్ట్ లేదు పరితే ధర్మంలో నాకు డోంట్ డూ దట్ యు ఆర్ వాంట్ యు టు లిసన్ టు దిస్ అదర్వైజ్ యు విల్ మిస్ ద ఆపర్చునిటీ ఫోకస్ 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 ఓకే నౌ వాట్ వి ఆర్ సేయింగ్ హూ వి రియల్లీ ఆర్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఆల్ దిస్ ఈవిల్ జడ్జ్మెంట్స్ పర్సెప్షన్స్ పర్వర్షన్స్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ హూ వి రియల్లీ ఆర్ స్వామి సేస్ దేర్ ఆర్ త్రీ పార్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ అస్ హూ వి థింక్ వి ఆర్ దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ వి థింక్ వి ఆర్ You're saying, somebody says, you are really love, you are not. No, no, no. I am not God. I am human, people say. Why you say that? Because, okay, you can hide behind this human thing and then do all nonsense you can. So, you should say, you know, some Swami says, you are God, I am God. No, Swami, no, no, you are God. I am not God. I am human. So what, then you can use it as an excuse. Right? Who we think we are is all this nonsense. That's what who we think we are. But who? We are not really that. Then who others think we are. But actually who we think we are is everybody. But 99% of who we are is what others think we are. You understand? Yeah. Why you are mostly bothered about how do I look to others? Yes? Nobody cares about how they look to themselves. 99% of the time, how do I look? Yeah? Look in the mirror. Why don't you ask somebody, how do I look? Wait, if you look beautiful and the husband doesn't say, you look so beautiful today, then it is much more problem. Yes, you understand? So now, why husband has to certify, you look beautiful, how many times the fellow has to tell you? So you look beautiful. You are beautiful. Otherwise, I won't believe in you. You understand? So, no, therefore, what we are mostly worried about is how
others
think who we are. So what this mantra is saying is, with your weapon, go around, destroy all the peripheral stuff that we think who we are. Destroy that. Destroy that which is all about others too. Destroy that which I think I am. So who do you think you are? Somebody else, who are you? What do you say? You are?
Your name.
Your name. Excellent. You got right on the track. What he said is, he didn't say his name. I said, who are you when I asked? He said, I say the name. That's what he said. He didn't say I am Achintya immediately, you see. It's very beautiful. So, who is Achintya? Don't know. No, you know. Who is Achintya?
God.
Yeah, that's true. But who is Achintya? Who do you think Achintya is? Now you see, that's the question here, guys. Who we think who we are is, we are identified ourselves with that name, which is our body and our form. But that is not who we are. Yes? You understand? That is not just what we are. Somebody gave this name, that body Achintya name. Somebody gave this body a name, Shekhar. But is that what it is? Just an identification tool. So destroy that body feeling that I have. Now destroy mostly what others think who I am. That is the significant part of it. Now it doesn't mean you act irresponsibly. You understand? No, there are others out there. I don't care, but I will go do. That's not what the mantra is saying. Don't be stopped by who others think who you are. Destroy that. Yes.
What if you think love?
Yeah, what if you think you are love? How will you do? What will you do? What will you do? No, forget that.
You still destroy it?
Yeah?
You still destroy it?
Destroy what?
The love.
No, you don't destroy love. Love is indestructible. Nobody can destroy love. That's the only thing that cannot be destroyed. Period. Go check if there is anything that can be destroyed in this universe. Yes, only one thing that cannot be destroyed is love. Absolutely. So, by destroying what you are not, but by destroying what you are not, then what remains? The indestructible remains. By destroying what you are not, what remains is you. And who is that? Love. Now, we have this, now you see, beautiful. There is a beautiful, but may that anger destroy all our evil intentions and perceptions. That's what it is also saying. Now you see how anger is used. Now you see, anger is a negative thing and it is used to destroy all the negativity. Huh? Now Shiva, when you watch this Hara Hara Mahadev, Shiva doesn't usually throw any weapons, nothing like that. What does he do when he has to destroy some demon? Huh? No, he just puts his trishul like that. Huh? And then when he puts the trishul like that, all the fire from the trishul comes and boom, destroys all those demons. Yes? I watched a few episodes, only 100 of them. So, now, so his anger means he doesn't really have anger. Then he puts that weapon in front. That anger destroys all those evil intentions and perceptions called by so many different types of demons' names. Now what remains? What remains is love. And that love is sthira, means it is stable, it is still. And what does it do? It gives, gives and gives. Its only job is to give. Unconditionally it keeps giving, 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 giving. And also?
Forgiving.
Yes. Also forgiving. So love gives and forgives. And then what does the other thing do?
Gets and forgets.
What is it that gets and forgets? The ego self. The ego self gets and forgets. Love gives and forgives. Right? You understand? Now the context of this parite dhanvano hetir asmal vrunattu vishto parino rudrasya hetir vrunattu paritreshasya durmatir arhayoga amasthira maghavadhyaha. Now this love is now maghavadhyaha, always giving. Because it has nothing to take. For what it's, for what sake it takes? We take something for what sake? We take food for what good sake? We're taking for the sake of body. We take other kinds of stuff for the sake of the mind. If now that is all peripheral and destroyed, then what remains? Does it need to take anything? It has no need to take anything because it's only to give maghavadhyaha. Now when that love is truly, I mean, I was listening to somebody, some Swamiji, yeah, he was saying that meditation, what happens? Oh, not Swami, Bhagavan Ramana, he came in the dream, he was talking about meditation. And then Paul Brunton, one of a great French philosophers, he visited India. And Paul Brunton finally, because of Bhagavan Ramana's grace, meets Bhagavan Ramana. And when he meets Bhagavan Ramana, he was asking, how is this possible for all these foreigners, these Westerners? They constantly have to do something. But you are asking me to sit still and do meditation? It's impossible for our Western society. We are always in action. We are not like stupid Indians. We can't sit still. Because we constantly have to do something. If you don't do something, Westerner, they think you are crazy. But Bhagavan said, if you do something, I think you are crazy. You can't sit still? Really, you can't sit still? No, I can't sit still. It's impossible. What do you mean by energy? If I am meditating, how is it possible for me to do my work? This is a common question. Study circle question you are asking. How can I be meditating and still do my work? Ramana says very beautifully, when you meditate, that The work happens without you doing it. When you meditate, the work is happening without you doing it. Who is doing it? He said, who is doing it? Who is doing it? You sit for 5 minutes every day before you go to school, not even 3 minutes. Sit still, focus on your breath, and now you go to school. See what happens. See what happens. The whole day will be different. Do the same thing after your lunch. 2 minutes. Take time after lunch. Take 2 minutes. Just breathe in, breathe out. Don't do anything. And start practicing this. People at work will be telling you, please don't come to work. You sit at home, all the work will happen. I'm telling you. Yeah, this is what is called meditation. This is the real. Meditation is not just closing your eyes and focusing on something, that is concentration. Meditation is a flow of energy that is happening. And when people see you, they are energized. They are energized. They want to do stuff for you. Not like they see you and they run away from you. You understand? Oh my God, another meeting. I have to. And then there will be meeting after meeting. And then there will be meeting to summarize the meeting. And then for summary, there will be another. This is called Intel Corporation. They survive on these meetings and meetings and meetings. And I'm not making joke of Intel, because people sitting here are Intel. They are very intelligent people that have to run meetings. If you don't run meetings, you are not intelligent. You understand? But actually speaking, can things happen without having meetings? Yes, they can. Absolutely they can. How much energy you will save, just think about that. When you are all connected in one goal, etc., and people are working already towards a common goal, you will eliminate all these meetings and all this stuff. You have a question about a meeting or you have to go somewhere? Both. Yeah. I'm not getting into that. No. You should not expand on what I am talking. So, avasthira maghavadhyaha nidhvaha tokaya tanayaya mrudaya. Now you see, this love, tokaya tanayaya mrudaya, means this love that I am talking about, that gives and forgives, does not just remain with you. It's passed on from generation to generation. For those parents that are so loving, do you think people will be born? No, for those people that are not so loving, loving people can be born. Right? Like Hiranyakashipu, Prahlada was born. Now you see, for those that are loving, Atri, Anasuya, like those kind of rishis, what kind of children are born? God Himself is born. Like Mother Ishwara, love. Who will be born? God, the love, will choose to come and enter into that womb. For generations that will be sustained. Meedvaha, Tokaya, Tanayaya, Murudaya.
Meedoshtama Sivatama Sivona Sumana Bhava Parame Ruksha Ayudhan Hidhaya Kritin Vasana Acharha Bhradagahi.
Finish this mantra in 3-4 minutes. It's a very simple mantra. Mirushtama means, supreme bestower of all, blessings on devotees. Mirushtama means it's like a downpour of blessings, not ordinary. Not like, I'll give you a little blessing, not like that. When He decides to bless, it's like it pours, like you see that rain we are getting, it will rain and drench you like that. It's like fire hydrant opening, Mirushtama. The fire hydrant of blessings. Mirushtama means that. Sivatama means the one who is supreme positivity, very more auspicious than auspicious. Siva means auspiciousness. Tama means beyond auspiciousness, or supremely auspicious. And you're saying, oh, that one. Now what is it? If somebody comes and says, sir, you are such a great man, sir, and you can do anything, sir. What is possible, not is possible, not for you, sir. Please tell me, sir, the fellow is already, he's sold, right? And then he says, okay, what do you want? That's the next question. Tell me what you want, that's the, okay, sir, now that you agree that you can do all this, let me ask you, Sumana Bhavanaha. Shiva, be peaceful to us. Sumana, we have good mind towards us, and maybe you like that to us. That's all we are saying. Now don't now say, okay, fine, but I have this ayudha, no, I have this weapon. What should I do with it? Sir, that weapon you have, no, one request, sir. The revolver you have, AK-65, can you please put it on the attic and come down and stand before us and give us all the blessings? That's all this mantra. Meerushtama means, oh, fire hydrant of blessings. Shivatama, you are most auspicious one. Please be peaceful to us. Sivo, Sivaha, Sumana, Naha, Bhava. That's what it means. Means, be peaceful to us and we have a good mind towards us. Now, Paraneya Vruksha, Ayudha Nidhar. Paraneya Vruksha, you know, see, now we are saying that Ayudha, you know, that weapon you have, that destructive weapon, not ordinary weapon, AK-65, I said, right? So that weapon you have, Parame Vruksha Nidhaya, put it on the top of that highest tree, not even lower tree. Parame Vruksha Nidhaya, put that weapon way on the top of that high tree. Now come back. How you come back? You wear a tiger skin. How Shiva looks? He is not like wearing a, you know, suit and all of that. Be simple towards it. Don't wear suit and all, we'll get afraid, you know. Yeah. You wear a tiger skin, Krutim Vasana, Achara Pinakam, you have that unstringed bow is there, no? Just to hold that also, and then stand before us, give us all the blessings. Deal or no deal, that is all. Deal or no deal, that's the question you are asking me. Now, I will complete this because it's 3 o'clock. Sir, can I get 5 more minutes? Where is the president? Yeah. 5 more minutes. Yeah, I want to finish this mantra. Now, you see how, now what we are talking about is, in the context of that inner meaning, what it means is, the Meerushtama, the one who showers love like that, the one who is, love is so bountiful, love has no conditions to it. It has no reason, no season. It is love. Its job is to only showering, only love, showering blessings. And that one who showers that love, they are supremely positive and they are never negative, ever positive. Now that doesn't mean that they are useless people. You understand? Loving people doesn't mean that they are fit for nothing fellows. They have all the capabilities, they have all the weapons that they can use to destroy. Right? They have powers. Like Swami, for example. Because he's showering love all the time, it doesn't mean he's powerless. Not at all. But what they decide to do is, they keep their destructive weapons. And those are those destructive weapons. The most important destructive weapon is, what is it? What is the most important destructive weapon that we have? Mind. Yes, mind. That mind, you know, they keep that mind in their higher self. Parame Vruksha Ayudha Nidhaya. They keep that mind of theirs, which is so destructive and powerful. Where do they keep it? In higher self. And what is that higher self? It is actually inside. Where is it? Right here. Higher self. They keep that mind in the higher self. Now when they keep that mind in that higher self, right? How do they look? How does he look? How does Baba, the one who is always engaged, his mind is in the higher self, means they are in Atmanishta. They are always in their higher self. They don't have a mind that operates in the context of our mind. For how do they operate? In spite of all the powerfulness, in spite of everything, then what happens is they go beg alms, like Shirdi Baba. How did he look? Krittim Vasana. The robe that he wore was torn. Very simple robe that Baba wore all his life. Krittim Vasana. Achara Pinakam Vibhrat Agahi. Now Baba appears behind Baba doesn't have to walk in between us to collect letters, you know? You understand? Have you ever thought about it? Sai Baba never has to walk, collect letters from you. He can go sit. You think Venkatesh Swami is collecting letters from everyone? You go walking all the steps, taking all the trouble, and when you go, 2 seconds, Naravande will push you out. Huh? Now, in 2 seconds, you are not even in front of. So, God is standing there watching you. Okay, people are just pushed aside. But here, God, who He is such love, He is so incredible love, He comes in between His devotees, collecting letters from them, asking them how they are doing. Then He goes and sits in His chair. Similarly, Shirdi Baba wore a torn kafini, went into the Shirdi, begged alms, collected all their problems, came to the masjid and was engrossed in his higher self. Paramaya Vruksha Ayudhan Nidhaya Krittim Vasana Achara Pinakam Vibhradali. Now you understand how it applies to Bhagavan Baba? So beautifully the mantras apply to love. Why they apply to Bhagavan Baba? Because He is love. You want to understand love? Somebody asks, how do I understand love? You don't need to read any scriptures, nothing like that. Just study the life and message of Satya Sai Baba and Shirdi Sai Baba. You will know what love is. You don't have to go search Puranas and Vyakhyanas, Pravachanas, all those things. No need for all of that. Paramaya Vruksha Ayudhan. Now, this applies to us. How this mantra applies to us? If you are truly love, you will always have a peaceful mind and a mind that is positive, that is giving happiness to others. And now, how does that peaceful one look? Nashtamanaso krushtama yoginaha krutyamastikim swastitavita. Bhagavan Ramana says in Upadesha Saram. When the mind is engrossed in the higher self, he has no business of himself. You understand? For the guy whose mind is with samsara, for them, they have to go earn bread and all. For the guy who has no, the mind that is engrossed in the higher self, nashtamanaso utkrushta yoginaha. Krutyamastikim, what work he has to do? Because he's already stable, swastita ayuta. But however, because of their supreme love, because of their love for others, it gives and gives and gives unconditionally. They come out into the public and they take all the troubles and tribulations. And for them, nothing affects. For others, they give happiness. This is the essence of this mantra. Let's chant one more time. Exactly 5 minutes, I finished. Okay. Oh.